This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. North Korea warned the United States Friday it is ready for dialogue or confrontation, adding it can be America's biggest threat for a long time to come. It's the latest indication North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may not resume nuclear talks anytime soon, despite Pyongyang hinting it would return to dialogue following the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military drills, which ended this week. North Korea has given the United States an end-of-the-year deadline to become more flexible in nuclear talks. Pyongyang wants Washington to provide sanctions relief. Japan is on the offensive Friday after Seoul announced it was ending a military intelligence sharing pact with Tokyo. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying South Korea continues to damage the trust between the two countries. A pact between the countries was due for automatic renewal on Saturday. It's what allowed them to share intel on North Korea's weapons program. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Reuters' Joyce Lee explains why Tokyo is so concerned.
Although Japan has excellent reconnaissance assets, South Korea is closer to North Korea and can detect launches faster, as well as having great human intelligence. Now, South Korea has said that it will continue sharing information with Japan under a less binding pre-existing deal called TISA.
Under TISA, Japan and South Korea will likely go back to sharing intelligence through the U.S. military. And experts say there's a risk information could be lost in the process.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. The dispute between the two stems from a long and bitter shared history dating back to the Japanese colonization of the Korean Peninsula in 1910. This is VOA News. A U.N. fact-finding mission.